kind enough to take time out of his busy morning and join us live this morning is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, director of the Applied Politics Program, and fellow at the Bliss Institute of Applied Politics, all at the University of Akron, and one of my political analysts here on my morning show for many years. And I reached out to David because what is going on in Minnesota and ICE and the Trump administration is very concerning from my point of view. David teaches students and talks about this every day. David, how are you seeing this whole story unfold?
Ray, I mean, it is obviously a headline story at this point. You know, ICE has been ramping up its immigration efforts and its efforts to round people up and deport them, and it's been doing that for, you know, quite a while now since the Trump administration came back into office. We saw a shooting on Saturday morning in which a legal observer was essentially murdered by ICE, and I can say that because I've seen all the videos. I'm sure many of your listeners have as well. I mean, there are videos from a number of angles showing that he was essentially executed. And, you know, the government's defense of this has been that he was carrying a weapon, except that he was carrying a weapon in his waistband by his back. He wasn't brandishing a weapon like they originally said. And the video shows that he was not brandishing a weapon. He didn't have it. In fact, they had already taken the weapon out of his waistband, and then he was shot 10 or more times. And this has, you know, the protests were already ramping up after the murder of a of another person, you know, over about 2 weeks earlier. And that was Renee Good, who was shot in her car, and she was completely unarmed. And so the tensions have really, really risen in Minnesota, but also around the country. And you can tell that the Trump administration is very defensive about this. They have essentially fired Greg Bovino, the person that was in charge of this operation in Minnesota. He's probably going to be taking early retirement. And there have been calls by a lot of people, even Republicans, to fire the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, and Stephen Miller, who is the mastermind in the White House and the Deputy White House Chief of Staff. And so the tension is rising. And let's not forget, on Friday, we're heading towards a partial government shutdown as six funding bills, including the bill funding Department of Homeland Security, have to be passed by midnight, or we go into a partial government shutdown. And at this point, there is no way that Democrats are going to be supporting the DHS component of those six funding bills that are in front of the Senate this Friday. And so my guess is Republicans probably cave and they take away the Department of Homeland Security funding part of those bills, and then they have separate negotiations on that. But who knows? Maybe we'll have another government shutdown.
David, with that Department of Homeland Security bill, I was reading into that, and part of that bill is more dollars to fund the ICE program, and part of that bill is to lower the requirements and training to be an ICE officer, which to me, when you look at those two combined, that's very concerning. And like you said, maybe this part of that will be thrown out. But when I saw that, certainly raised my eyebrows.
It's insanity. I mean, the bill provides more funding for ICE. After the, you know, one big, beautiful bill that passed this summer, ICE receives more funding than most countries' defense forces receive. And so with this bill, it would be an additional $10 billion going to ICE. Like you said, there's no emergency brakes on this agency. And so I just don't think that Democrats can possibly support it in any way. And by the way, ICE is getting ready to ramp up operations in Ohio. I don't know how many of your listeners know that.
Yeah.
That is absolutely coming, especially first week of February when the Haitian community loses their temporary protected status. Everything I'm reading, and the governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, said the state is preparing for an ice surge in Springfield. The city that Vice President Vance and President Trump targeted during the campaign, that's the place where they said that Haitians were eating, family pets.
Dr. David Cohen is with us, professor of political science at the University of Akron. David, you mentioned possible date with a government shutdown looming out there in just a couple of days. What are you seeing from Washington? Because you and I are talking about some concerning subjects. Are we starting to see some of the Republicans seeing what is going on and reversing their course? Are we starting to see some of that at all out of Washington?
Oh, 100%. The ones that are always a little bit on the fence, certainly they are moving against ICE, and some of them, like Senator Lisa Murkowski, Senator Tom Tillis, both Republicans are calling for Christine Noem to resign or be fired as DHS secretary. But you're also seeing a lot of, concerning language from other Republicans that typically are lockstep behind the Trump administration. And I think the most troubling aspect for Republicans, besides the fact that the American public, a majority of the American public, is absolutely against what ICE is doing at this point and the Trump administration, what they're doing, the most troubling aspect for a lot of Republicans was the language that the administration used about gun rights. And you had a number of administration officials, from Christy Noem to FBI Director Cash Patel and the Secretary of the Treasury, Secretary of Defense, all saying that Alex Petty, the person that was shot and killed over the weekend in Minneapolis as a legal observer, that he kind of had it coming because he brought a gun to a protest. And this is a party that has been extremely supportive not only of Second Amendment rights, but people's rights to actually bring weapons to a protest. I mean, so it's that has caused a lot of ruffled feathers among groups like the National Rifle Association and other lawmakers that are big Second Amendment advocates.
With us is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, University of Akron. David, you've been in the political arena for some time. Have you ever seen anything like this? I mean, from international politics with Greenland, and we can go beyond into the EU, to Canada, to Mexico, to China and beyond, and now what we got going on in this country. This whole thing, to me, it's a mess.
It's a complete mess, and not only is a majority of the American public against the efforts of the Trump administration, not only with regards to its immigration, but to just about every single thing that they're trying to do. And if you look at polling, Trump's numbers are underwater on everything, but also the entire international community is now rallied against the United States. And especially after we spent, several weeks with the president saying that he wanted to acquire Greenland, and even hinted before he said it was off the table, hinted at a military takeover of Greenland, of all places. Why are we talking about Greenland? I think we've talked more about Greenland in the last month than at any time I can remember in my lifetime.
I agree with it. David, I want to go to Friday again with this government shutdown looming. I wanted to wrap up our conversation in that way. What are the odds? What are you looking at for this weekend of us keeping this thing going, or is this shutdown looking more clear? How are you seeing this for this weekend?
Yeah, well, first of all, it would be a partial shutdown. It wouldn't be every single aspect of the federal government, unlike the last time. And I think, personally, that the Republicans are going to have to give in. They're going to carve out the DHS funding from this, what's called a minibus, which is a few spending bills kind of tied together. I think they're going to carve out the DHS aspect of the funding. They're going to pass the other five spending bills, and then they'll have to send that back to the House of Representatives, and I think they'll pass it as well. If Republicans don't agree to carve that out, I think there will be a partial government shutdown, and the blame will be on the Republicans because right now a strong majority of the American public, they don't like the DHS, they really hate ICE, and the majority opinion, and it's not radical anymore, the majority opinion of the American public is to abolish ICE, an agency that was created in 2002. And is not a very old agency. And if Republicans aren't, if they're not careful, you're going to see that gain even more momentum, and it may become a reality in the future.
David, thank you so much. I know your mornings are packed, my friend. Appreciate your insight coming on again with me, David. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.